From the banks of Bray's Bayou to the banks of the Brazos. It's a little bit of a stretch, but welcome back to Texans 360. My good pal, John Harris, here at Baylor Pro Day. Hey, the big name that a lot of folks came to watch, Corey Coleman, the wide receiver. He's fast. He is really, really fast.
I want one day to live the life of a guy that fast. 4.4 in the 40, at worst case.
Maybe three.
I mean, there were at least three or four different stopwatches, anywhere from 4.35 to 4.41 in the 40. And as I said, that's fast enough. Yeah. I mean, he just had to show that the speed was there, the speed that we've seen on his tape going down the field. We just had to see that here, and he confirmed that. Then he ran all of his receiver routes. And the one thing, when you watch him in his receiver routes, he's really smooth for a guy being that fast. He's very smooth in and out of his cuts, double moves, pivot routes, all the things that you might want to see from him. But then he's electric when he gets the ball in his hands. And when he does get in his hands and turns and goes, he's as explosive as any receiver you're going to find in his draft.
Yeah, what we saw on Wednesday just buttresses what we saw on the field on Saturdays throughout his career. He can also return some kickoffs and punts, too. That's a major, major selling point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not so much the kickoffs, Drew, that I get worried about, because most guys are kicking it 8-10 yards deep, mm-hmm. and they're not getting many returns. But when you have in the punt return game and his ability to make somebody miss, and when the ball's up in the air and you have a guy back there, and teams have to just take a breath and go, oh gosh, I don't want him to catch the football. It's worth 5 yards. It's worth 7 yards. It's worth 10 yards. And maybe it's a house trip for him. And that's the kind of player that he can be. He's had kickoff return touchdowns. He's done it in the punt return game. But I just want to see him with the ball in his hands. I don't care where you put it.
Yeah.
Just get the ball in his hands, and that guy can make something good happen.
Very good chance he winds up in the first round. A lot of folks have mocked him to the Texans. Okay, let's talk about another guy who actually has been mocked to the Texans as well, but he's a defensive lineman, Andrew Billings. Very strong. Very nice tape as well, but good day for him at the pro day, right?
Yeah, he ran sub-5 flat at 300-something pounds. That's good enough.
Looked like a freight train.
He did, and then you watch him do his position drills, and the one thing that I love about defensive linemen, is we always talk about the 6'4", 280-pound types. The guy's not really hard to block. Aaron Donald, 6', 300 pounds.
Yep.
That's what Andrew Billings is. He's 6', a little over 300 pounds, and he can move. He wins leverage battles. He's strong as an ox. He didn't bench press. He didn't need to. Everybody knows how strong he is. But you see that play out on the film. Now, the question becomes, he's played in a 4-3, mm-hmm. and he fits it perfectly. Can he play in the defense the Texans play? I think he can. I think he can play that defensive end spot opposite J.J. Watt. I think he could play over the nose if he's asked to do that. But the thing is, the guy's dynamic inside, where you got to have a guy, and who knows what that depth will be going into the season. So I'd like to see Andrew Billings there. It would be kind of nice.
Those two, Coleman and Billings, the two headliners. How about the rest of the crop that worked out at Baylor Pro Day? What'd you think?
I'll give you a name to keep an eye on. This guy's big, 6'2", 200-plus pounds. Xavier Howard, a corner, a little dinged up late in his position drills, but ran really well. Ran in a 4-4 range at that size. And he's got some good tape, and he's got some not-so-good tape.
Yeah, witness West Virginia a year or so ago. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can see it all in one game. But he had 5 picks. He had 10 in his career, so he's shown he can make some plays. I think he could be a day 3 selection that really is going to surprise. But a lot of people very happy with how he ran at Baylor Pro Day with that 4.41. That's going to really get people intrigued, because he's this size of Seattle Seahawks corners.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to get
the
long,
yeah.
fast. That's what Xavier Howard is. Keep an eye on that guy.